Well, welcome.
Wow. It's a great turnout. Thank you for coming. Welcome to the Forge Peace of God Conference. On behalf of the Forge Board, volunteers, staff, welcome. For the past 12 months, we've been planning and preparing for this conference, and so have the speakers. They've been sharpening their messages. Staff and volunteers have been getting things ready, and we're excited that you have joined us this weekend. This is our 11th conference in 12 years. During the COVID year, we canceled that conference, but this is number 11. And I was just wondering, there's many of you that I know and some new people, and I was wondering who has been here for 11 years? Who came to the first conference? Well, besides staff, besides you had to be here, maybe no one. Oh, Jacob, Glass Cox, okay. Graham, yeah, well, you're staff, so. So as looking back, as I was thinking back through the 11 years we've been doing this and all the events, and usually I save this for the end of the conference, at the end, just to thank you. You know, thank those that have helped, and thank the volunteers and the staff and those who've led music and so forth. But I really wanted to do that now. So we could not have done this without the help of our churches, without the help of North Gabriel, where I attend, without the help of Burnet Bible Church. We couldn't do this without the help of our friends and our family, and people from all across the country. We've had help from attendees from Texas to Oklahoma, from North Carolina to Kansas, from Florida and Colorado. And even one gentleman came from Australia. He didn't come here for the conference. He was in the United States, but we'll count that. So he was from Australia. So so I want to go through a few things. 2013, we had our conference. So there's going to be a picture, some slides of our conferences. And I just want to walk through these. It was good for me and our first 2013 conference, Engage the Battle. So we have a picture. Yeah, there it is. So this was our first conference, Engage the Battle, and that was here, 2013. And when we started, Scott Brown, and back then it was NCFIC, National Center for Family Integrated Churches, I believe that's the acronym, they were going to host an event called the Master's Plan for Fatherhood in Fredericksburg, down the road. And we started, with the help of Don Hard and some other men, decided to put on conferences. And with the help of Mr. Hart, and he got with Scott Brown, and they decided, let's put on a conference together. Scott had already, Mr. Brown had already had an idea for a theme, and for this master's talk, and we had an idea, and we had actually booked this venue, and we decided to combine our resources and partner together, and that was our first conference. So we had two tracks. I don't know if maybe the staff remembers. So this Peace of God conference, we have about 10 talks over the weekend, 10. So in the Gauge the Battle, we had 45 talks. 44 talks. And in that, Mr. Brown spoke five times. Kevin Swanson was joined. He joined us. He spoke six times through that conference. Mr. Hart spoke five. Mr. Hopkins, if you remember, Mr. Hopkins is here. He spoke four times. Mr. Gobart is here. He spoke twice. And he's going to be doing our first session this evening. And then the Covey boys were here. Jonathan David, they spoke. So that was really a busy weekend. 44 talks in Thursday. And we actually had started early on Thursday. We started at noon. So that was our first conference, Engage the Battle. Then we went to our second year. 2014 was called Rebuilding the Wall. Rebuilding the Wall. So this is we went through Nehemiah, and this is our second conference. We had tons of supporters helping the ministry. We had our volunteers, our churches, people donated financially. They donated their time and energy, and just really they were instrumental in putting these conferences on. And from Scott Brown and Kevin Swanson, from Mr. Hopkins and Mr. Hart, I just want to thank some of these families that have made it possible for us to put on these events. The Nielsens, the Featherstons, the Riggins, everyone in our churches, the Coveys, and some of these people you'll recognize the last name, the Friedleys, the Dells, or De La Durantes, and many families that come every year. I know the Combs, I don't see them this evening, but they've signed up and they come every year. And I can't name everyone who's helped over the years, but this is a picture from our second conference. And in the picture you see Papa Hart, and you see his grandson, Victor Hart. And they are rebuilding a wall on Papa Hart's land, Don Hart Sr. And Papa Hart is married to his wife. His wife was Ginger Hart, and sadly, she passed away recently in this year. And Papa Hart, I just want to mention Papa Hart. Papa Hart and Ginger were huge supporters of ours, not only financially, but they prayed for us, and they served us, and they took care of us. And we miss Ginger, and we miss Mr. Hart being here today, but we continue to pray for them. So there are a couple who have long supported us. And by the way, interesting, you see the shotgun? That was photoshopped in. That's not a real shotgun. Okay. Next is 2015, Love One Another. This is a conference, again, here, 2015. This is a picture of me and my daughter, three of my daughters, and then two of my nephews. And that was in a field standing in some of the Nielsen's property, I believe. And this is what's interesting about this one is, I don't know if Scott remembers. Scott's here. Thank you for coming. Do you remember when we were talking about this conference? Scott was a keynote here that weekend, and he came up to me and said, I've been to a lot of conferences, and never have I been to a conference on love. Yeah. So we take credit for that. And I appreciate I like that conference. Next one was 2016, Stand Fast in the Faith. And that's me on some borrowed boots and borrowed spurs. And if the heart, I don't think the hearts are here, but the hearts are cowboys. They're real cowboys. And they would say, and I've heard this repeatedly from the Heart Kids, that those spurs are, I put them on wrong. So that's not how you wear them. I don't know how you wear them, but that's not how you wear them. So 2017, overflowing with thankfulness. And this is in Colorado Bend. Is that correct? Colorado Bend, and Joseph Nielsen, who's working in our audio, who's kind of runs our audio for us and our visual AV. That's him taking a pic. We took a picture of him. So that's I don't have much to say about that other than that was in Colorado Bend. 2018, Seek Humility, and that is Joseph's brother Jonathan. Jonathan, and that's in my backyard, kind of my backyard. He took a picture of that, and this conference, for those who were there, this is when Jeff Pollard spoke. Jeff Pollard is a pastor in Florida, and he came and came with us and spoke. And I was going to say that Jeff is a truly humble man, and if you've ever heard him, go and listen to sermon audio and get his sermons. He is a truly humble man. He fit right in with this conference of Seek Humility. 2019, Taming the Tongue. And this is, talk about Mr. Hart. This is one of Mr. Hart's sons, Valor, and his horse, Lady. And this is the year that Kevin Moore spoke for the first time. So Kevin's going to be speaking again this year. Interesting, so we have a ladies' lunch, and Mrs. Moore, Bambi Moore, will be speaking at the ladies' lunch this Friday. So if you can, if you're going to go, please, ladies, sign up and take part in that. 2020, Awake. Well, 2020 was going to be Awake My Soul, but we had to cancel due to COVID, and so the next year, 2021, was Awake My Soul. And this is our conference coordinator, Michael Tudor, my son-in-law. That's him sitting on the porch, pretending to drink coffee. And what's interesting about this, I was driving around Georgetown one day. We live in Georgetown, north of Austin. And we drive around downtown Georgetown, and I saw this little house, and it's a CPA office, and I went in, and I said, hey, can we take some pictures on your porch? And the ladies look at me, well, no, what? And I explained to them who I was. I said, we have a ministry, we want to take some pictures, and they agreed to that. So this is downtown Georgetown. So that's interesting. All these things are interesting to me, maybe not to you, but anyway, I just wanted to, again, share. And then 2022, The Goodness of God. This is my daughter Ella. She's dancing. And that is, who can guess where that is, besides staff? Who recognizes that? Enchanted Rock. That's very good. Enchanted Rock. So if you've never been, it's a beautiful hill, I guess, not a mountain, but it can be hot there, and we took those pictures there. And at this conference, my favorite verse is Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I remember this conference because of that verse, and because Michael Gobart, do you remember? You spoke on that verse. You remember? So Michael Gobart is here, and he spoke on Psalm 34:8, the goodness of God, and taste and see. And that was just a phenomenal message. And then 2023, Joy, the Joy of the Lord. This is actually one of my personal favorites. I really love this conference and love the theme. And that is the Neiferts. We were trying to, as a family, we try to figure out what is the picture, what can we convey through these pictures. And we were talking, said, how do you exhibit joy? What's a picture of joy? And so we were thinking, and I think this is just kind of a combined effort from the family. You're talking about, you know, jumping around in mud, right? Isn't that bring joy to you? They had joy, and I remember, you know, they have another son. The Neiferts have three children, and one of the sons, how old was he? Three, four, and he didn't want to really take part in it, but. But anyway, they got muddy and they had fun and they have a lot of joy in their hearts. So, and this, what's interesting about this to me is a couple things. So during the event, some of the young adults would break out in song, Joy to the World. So that happened quite frequently from what I've been told. I wasn't a part of that. And the second thing, this was a conference, if many of you know, Justin Peters. Justin Peters spoke at our conference for the first time that year. And if you don't know Justin, he's a godly man, and he has cerebral palsy. And he travels, and he has a wheelchair. And he came in, and we checked him into his room down the sidewalk, and he called me and said, my room's not going to work. He said, why not? I said, well, the bed is too high. And because he had cerebral palsy, I was in a wheelchair, he couldn't get into his bed. And so I went down there and took some young men. And I don't remember, I know Michael helped me and Joel helped me. And we took his bed apart. And I think Joel, where's Joel? Joel here? Joel? Did you go to, Joel went to Home Depot, didn't you? You went to Home Depot and bought some wood, and we made a bed. Sort of. We kind of improvised, but anyway, Joel was very helpful, and so was Michael and some other young men, and we made a bed for, not really made a bed, but just kind of modified it for Mr. Peters, and then we had to put it back at the end of the conference after he left. We went back, and the young men took care of that, and then also Michael built a ramp. We had to build a ramp for Mr. Peters to get up onto the stage. You remember that? He built a ramp. So these things, you know, these are things that I think about, and now where are we? 2024. Peace of God. So we're at a conference. That's my daughter Tabitha sitting on a pier in Lake Georgetown, I believe. So, and I don't have anything new about this one yet because we're still doing it, right? We just started doing it. So we're gonna make a lot of memories, and hopefully next year and in the next 10 years we can kind of do look back again at the next 10 conferences. So I can't mention everyone that is. Participated with us, who has supported us, who have prayed for us, who have served with us. But I do wish that I could name them all, but I don't have enough time. But I will mention a few. I will mention a few. Let me just run through some names. You might recognize these: the Pierces, the Waldens, the Becklers, the Hopkins, Hastings, the Leakes, the Arterburns, the Fords, and Harrells. Rachel, Sarah, Caleb and Leah, Luke and Tara, Hannah and Michael, Hannah, Katie, Faith, Graham and Luke, Brittany, Rebecca, Jessica, Ryan and Kim, Micah, Carrie and Dennis, Phil George, Dennis Gunderson, Wesley Strackbine, Josh and Amy, Joseph and Jonathan, and so many others, so many. Thank you, and if I missed you, I'm sorry, but thank you. In all the years that we've been hosting events, we have sought one thing, well, two things, to bring families together, to worship together, and to honor and glorify our Lord. We've invited speakers to come and bring timely messages on biblical themes. Hopefully we've conveyed that through these last number of pictures. And we've sought to put on conferences that encourage and excite, to instruct and to teach and to inspire. But our main focus, our focus each and every weekend, and our focus this weekend has been and will be to honor our Father in heaven, to share the good news of Jesus Christ and to help build His kingdom for His glory. So that's what we try to do over the past 10 years, 11 years. We've not done, we've failed at times, I admit that, and we've tried to do our best, and this weekend we try to do the same. We want to honor the Lord. We want to honor the Lord in what we sing and what we say and what we talk about and our messages and our fellowship time. So our prayers and my prayers have been all year to exalt the name of Christ during this weekend and to encourage you all with a theme. We want to encourage you with a theme that seems applicable and relevant for the times we're living in. So we're living in very chaotic and turbulent times. And we want to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. So this weekend, obviously, we'll be talking about peace. And that's going to be our theme this weekend. But we won't be talking about peace that the world knows. We won't be talking about the peace that the world seeks after. And we won't be talking about a peace that you find in self-help books. We won't be talking about a peace that you find on TV. And we won't be talking about a peace that Wikipedia describes. Here's a quote from Wikipedia talking about peace. World peace is the concept of an ideal state of peace within and among all peoples and nations on earth. Different cultures, religions, philosophies, and organizations have varying concepts on how such a state would come about. Various religious and secular organizations have the stated aim of achieving world peace through addressing human rights, technology, education, engineering, medicine or diplomacy used as an end to all forms of fighting. So we won't be talking about that type of peace. We won't be talking about achieving peace through the use of ideas or philosophies. We won't be talking about conflict resolution or diplomacy or mediation in obtaining peace as the world would define it. What we will be discussing is the peace that comes from, where peace comes from. We'll be talking about what this peace is. And we'll talk about how you can obtain it all through the lens of Scripture. Our focus, our method, our aim is to open the Word of God, examine what Scripture says about peace, and then see what the Lord has for us in application. So I'm so thankful you're here. I'm truly thankful that you've set aside, carved out a weekend, traveled so far to be with us. You've set aside days, you've set aside finances to be here with us. And so I pray that the Lord would speak to all of us and to you this weekend. If you're like me, at times this world has robbed me and my family and our church of peace at times. And sometimes it's not the world's fault. Sometimes it's my own fault that my peace has left me. My own selfishness, my own foolishness, maybe my own disobedience to the Lord is when I find that my peace has left me. My peace is gone. So I'm excited. I'm excited to sit out with you in the congregation and to hear. I'm excited to be with you and to hear what these men have long prepared this year to share with you. I know it's going to be a long weekend. Lots of messages. Maybe not 44, but there's 10. There's going to be late nights and maybe comfortable chairs in the beginning that turn uncomfortable toward the end. So I want to encourage you a couple things. So here's my encouragement to you. Can you be here for each talk? Can you come and listen? I think you'll gather something out of each of these messages. Each one is different. Each one is focused on the peace of God, whether it's how we can obtain it, why we can obtain it, where it comes from. And can I encourage you to be here each session? Can I encourage you to fellowship with your friends after the talks, with your friends and your family, and talk of, what are we going to talk about? Let's talk about peace this weekend. Can I encourage you in that? Can I encourage you in your fellowship? And as you meet each other, as you see old friends, and as you meet new ones, I've met some new ones this day already. Can you talk of peace and the peace of God and what He's doing in your life? Will you talk of the things of God? And will you talk of how He's moving you and how He's shaping you? So I want us to show peace this weekend. I want us to exhibit peace this weekend. And I want to rest in the peace of God this weekend. And for those of you who've never really experienced true and lasting peace, this true and lasting peace that surpasses all understanding, will you listen to what these men have to say? Really listen. Will you ask God the Father to show you what the peace of God really means to you, what it really is? Each of these men giving a message on this stage this weekend know the peace of God. Amen? They know the peace of God. And they want to share that with you. We would love to talk with you. If you have some questions about what truly is this peace that we're talking about, why we're focusing on a peace of God conference, I'd love to talk to you. These men would love to talk to you. And we'll talk about the peace that only comes from a right relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you have questions, please come talk to me. Come meet me. Let's talk. I'm so thankful for you. I'm thankful to the God, our Father, for what He has done, what He is doing, and what He will do this weekend. So thank you.
Thank you for coming. Let's pray.
Father, I do thank you for this gathering. Thank you for allowing us to take part in this ministry and putting this event on, Father. I'm thankful for those that are attending for the first time. I'm thankful for those that have come year after year after year, Father. It's their support that allows us to put this on, Father. And so it's your goodness and your kindness and your mercy that you give us each and every day, Father. And this weekend, we just thank you for your love toward us. Father, as we go into this weekend and we talk about peace, I pray that you would show us what true and lasting peace is, that peace only comes from the right relationship we have with our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace is found in our Lord Jesus Christ. So pray this weekend it would be a fun weekend, Father, an exciting weekend, on a weekend where we can fellowship and learn and be encouraged. Most importantly, Father, I pray that this weekend would be one that we would glorify, that we honor, that we exalt the name of our King, Prince of Peace, our Lord of Peace, Jesus Christ. We thank you. We give you the glory and honor. And it's in His name we pray.